Hi, everybody. It's Chris here from the Gallagate Shots YouTube channel. Just to let you know, as always, this podcast is now part of the 90 Minute Football Network and proudly sponsored by www.pt-4-u.co.uk. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Gallagher Shots YouTube channel. It is Wednesday night, which means it's me and Mark. It's our night.
War night.
Shite Owls.
Shite Owls.
We need to change the name to Shite Owls, don't we?
No, because it's very good.
No, but it's a play on Night Owls.
It is.
So Shite Owls.
Like we used to be called Gallagher Shits.
Gallagher Shits and Shite Owls. So, people that are new to the show tonight, we have done this for the last couple of weeks where we invite you guys on to come and have a chat with me and Mark about all things Newcastle United related. Obviously, we're on the back of that Eddie Howe's first game, so 3-3 against Brentford. So if you want to come have a chat about that game, by all means, just go and click the link. It is further on. I will put it on the comments a few times during the night. We do have a couple of guests lined up already. But if you want to come on, it's just a 5-10 minute slot, whatever you want. We'll chat about what you want about and we'll take it from there. How are you, Mark? Obviously, you were missing the show on Monday.
Yeah, the ironic thing is while you were sat here talking about Brentford.
You were in Brentford.
I was sat in Brentford.
Did you get the game wrong? Did you get the fixture?
I thought it was an away match that weekend. No, I was away with work. So was got back from that London town and straight into this.
Did you watch the show on Monday?
I've watched it today.
Did you like it?
Well, it's better obviously when I'm on it, but no, it was a good show. Good show.
Yeah. So people that didn't watch, we did do the Always Smiling Faces podcast on Monday night, as we always do. Roger replaced Mark and Thomas replaced Bestie. I like Thomas, good lad.
Yes, he's always good value, isn't he?
Roger, not so much.
He's useless him. I don't know why you have him on the channel, to be fair.
You may have noticed as well, over the last 24 hours, we did announce a special guest who we are having on our podcast. So we will be doing an interview with the very own James Perch.
He's mint, apparently.
James Perch is mint. Perchino.
Oh, Perchino.
Do you want to know a good story? So he was passed on my number to come on the podcast.
By the goose. Or was it by Ryan Taylor?
This one was through Dan Goslin. So Dan Goslin obviously told James Perch that we obviously wanted him on. James Perch was given Roger's number. Then Roger said, this is Chris's number. Get in touch with Chris.
This is very elaborate, isn't it?
Yeah. Then, so how do you think James Perch opened the text message to us? Like, how did he, what was his first sentence?
Oh, I'm going to say,
bearing in mind, I thought this was somebody taking the piss at first.
Sorry, I'm a big fan of the show.
No.
And I'd love to come on.
He opened it as, hi, Chris, it's Perchino. I swear to God.
Amazing.
Do you reckon he just introduces himself as Perchino?
He refers to himself as that.
Yeah. Hi, Chris, Perchino. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I am the artist formerly known as James Perch, now known as Perchino.
Yeah, it's absolutely, like, honestly, when I got that message, I was class. Absolutely amazing.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Talking about yourself in the third person.
Yeah, so shall we just get straight in with guests, mate?
Let's do it.
Like, we're not going to fight them. Like, we're not going to straight
it's
in.
It's been enough of that this weekend.
Oh, shit. If you want to ask Mark about his Chalk Slam on Saturday afternoon as well, by all means, ask him about, because you missed this on Saturday, and apparently I
can't help but feel that it's been blown all out of proportion.
Because of
in
Decker.
All honesty, yeah. I mean, we all know Decker is prone to exaggerating, don't we? So,
I'm sure we'll hear more about this. I'm sure we'll hear more. People, that if you do want to be a guest on tonight's show, you don't have to put your video on. If you want to, then fantastic. But you don't have to. If you want to come on, just use your audio. By all means, come join us on Shite Owls. So we're going to bring James right in. Bear with us 2 seconds, James, because I've just got to make sure the layouts are good enough for it. Hello, yeah. James.
Evening, lads. All right. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
Of course we can, mate. Yeah, can you? Loud and clear.
Yeah, I was wondering how old the kid was on Sunday. Did you have
one that Mark was fighting?
Yeah.
Mark, how old was
this
child?
It wasn't a child.
That's what it sounded like on Monday.
It did, yeah. No, it wasn't a child. He was a grown adult. That's all right.
Well, I'm sure we'll have more about this story later on. We'll stray from the horse's mouth.
Have you caught a horse?
You. How do you enjoy that game on Saturday then, James?
I mean, I don't want to get carried away with it all. But to say like we had 27 shots, I think speaks volumes, to be honest. Like, I could never imagine a Steve Bruce team pulling that off. They just wouldn't have the awareness to even think that was a possibility going into a game.
I think with Steve Bruce, you could probably look at the majority of the season not have 25 shots at goal, mate.
Yeah. That's what I was just thinking, yeah.
Like, I remember the stats of like shots against midway through last season was a joke. Like, Darlow would face the most midway through the season. But yeah, shocked, but pleasantly surprised. I would like to say, like, I do think the hype around Joe Linton has got a little bit out of control.
Oh, steady now.
Like, I know it's going to be like a lot of upset people because we're trying to get him going. And I do wish the lad well, but even the goal for me, if that's against a top six team, they get on his first touch. His first touch is like 5-6 yards away from him. And he's taking it well, to be fair to the lad. But I still feel like he's not going to be the level that we're looking for.
Do you feel he gets a chance at it though? Like another fresh slate, of the players?
Yeah, completely. Completely. I'm on board with seeing his turnaround, and he may continue to shut me up, but I do think we still need to rein in a little bit. Like, people are getting a little carried away with one game.
I think that's a bit unfair on him. I think he's, you know, you look across the games of the season, I can see a definite improvement in his performance. Yes, at the weekend was definitely a highlight in those, but whenever he's came in, he's done well this season. I think he's never going to live up to that 40 no. million pound price tag, but I'm seeing glimpses of that player that we know that's in there on a more regular basis.
Like the Tottenham game, for example, I went up to watch it and I watched him closely because I was really interested to see what he offered off the ball. And the amount of times he gave it away and then didn't get back and try and win it back. I know we saw him do that on Saturday, and I hope he continues to do it. But you need to, if you're going to be a hold-up man and you can't hold the ball up and give it off, you need to offer other things. And I still haven't seen enough of that for me. He's great on the ball.
Obviously, for goal aside, Joe Linton still had a very good game, and he was involved in the majority of the attacking play. Even the goals.
Yeah.
And it's something which I probably agree with you to a certain extent. We probably won't see this beast again, this new Joe Linton. We probably won't see anything close to that. But even if you get 2/3 of that performance in every other game, you've still got a decent player on your hands there. And like I said, mate, just like John Joe Shelvey, and that takes a lot for me to say that because I'm not John Joe's biggest fan, but him...
Fanjo?
Fanjo. I don't know what I'm doing there.
Fanjo Shelvey.
but he gets a fresh start at this as well. And his performance as well, mate, was great to see. Somebody who looked like a point to prove. I'm not sure what your thoughts are on John Joe. You're going to slag him off as well, are you, mate?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we're going.
I did say to my dad, like, the week before, I said, I hope I never see him in a Newcastle shirt again.
Yeah.
But from now until the end of the season, I think he is going to be the making of him.
But to be fair, I've lost count of the amount of times I've said that.
Yeah.
But it spoke volumes, didn't it? Obviously, the run-up that game, he wasn't playing that shock people because Eddie Howe came out and actually mentioned him. In the press conference, actually singled him out and said that obviously he would be part of that team. We were shocked at that, especially the poor performances that we have seen. I'm still not over that red card, to be fair.
I think that's still in the forefront of my brain, like that Joel Linton performance, and then Shelby coming on, and it just summed it all up really at the time.
It did, but even Ryan Fraser came on as a substitute there, and that ball to Maxi at the back, it's pinpoint that, like it's great. And what's your thoughts on Ryan Fraser? Do you think he will turn the corner under Eddie Howe?
I still think even if Eddie Howe came in and saw a fit Ryan Fraser, I think he'd be starting. I still think he's not fully fit. But there's always going to be glimpses from him because he's a good footballer. And he's got that delivery which we really lack when we don't have him in the team. It's always like we've had for Richie taking corners for God knows how long. And after
Who do you drop for Fraser to come in?
I don't think you do. I think you leave him as a bench, and I think you leave him as a bit part player that can that can do exactly what he did on Saturday.
So if he was to get up with fitness, though, and obviously injury clear, do you feel as if he's a shoo-in?
At the minute, no. No way. Okay. No way near.
Your mate Joe stays on?
Yeah. Well, there's plenty more offering more. Yeah. Yeah. My mate Joe. Yeah.
Joe. He is one that you can definitely see having an impact off the bench, isn't he, with the pace that he's got and that ability to deliver a ball, especially against tiring defences, you can see him, you know, coming in and doing some damage.
I think so, Yano says that Fraser's cross was for Wilson, not Maxi.
It was. I agree with that.
Was it?
Probably.
When you picked up that ball, he was looking for Wilson's head.
So are we saying it's a bad cross?
No, it's a great delivery. Balls like that, you're begging for to be, because you can just get on the end of them.
Yeah, but not the person that you want to get on the end of.
if Maxi's not steaming in at the four post, he's overhit that cross, hasn't he?
I'd still call that a good ball, even if it went out of play. Like you've got to have a threat. Yeah.
Goalkeeping situation. Are you bringing Dubravka in for the Arsenal game?
Straight in. I don't know how quick people answer that question. He's an international goalkeeper. Like I don't even think it's. He's still not, you know, got the best feet in the world, but at this point we don't need feet. We need, you know, important moments. He turns up at the minute, and Darlow didn't on Saturday, so he'd been waiting before even Saturday to come back in. I think Saturday just rubber stamped it. To be honest,
I think a lot of people were shocked that he didn't come into that game.
Yeah,
Darlow hasn't really. I know the last stint out last season, he did impress for the first run of games. Darlow, he did look all right, but. He did start dropping a couple of clangers in there, and we know Dubravka can do that as well. We saw his return when he came straight back in the team. He dropped a clanger, but
especially seeing as like Cher came straight back in, I don't see why.
So there's a lot of people saying that the reason Dubravka wouldn't come back in is because he's been away on international duty. But like you just said, Fabian Cher was straight in there.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Mark?
I'd have him straight back in. Yeah, absolutely. I think. We know with Darlow, he is prone to that mistake. It's more regular than we'd like to see. Dubravka just seems to command his box better, talks to the defenders more and gets them organised. So he is a better keeper at the end of the day.
I think as soon as we can see
that he is fit, he's in.
Yeah, he should get a bit of praise as well. Like he made the third goal because he released it quite early for Maxi.
Also made their first.
I know. Yeah.
No, you're right though. He did obviously that ball to save. Well, it was great. It was great.
And we haven't seen that a lot from him either, have we? It's normally a case certainly under Bruce where he slowed things down and like rolled it out and stuff like that, or kicked it long.
Very, very slow. It has been for a long time, and it's not just him, it's the Dubravka as well.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it is from the coaching staff where they tell them to hold back, or it is just sheer the players don't want the ball because they do turn the backs to the goalkeeper. But for me, like you said, that distribution there, it did seem a lot better in regards to the pace of it. Mm-hmm. Delivery-wise, was still shocking at times, still kicking it out of touch, apart from that one, obviously, where we're going, we're seeing runs through with it. But for me, I'm in agreement with both. Dubravka has to be back in for those. Yeah. So it has to be.
Yeah.
Do you think Dahl will probably look for a move?
I don't think it's in his hands, but yeah, I would if I was him.
I was sat... not too many seats away from Freddie Woodman. I'll tell you now, he did not look happy.
Yeah.
Watching I wouldn't be surprised. The performance from Darlo.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try and sell Woodman and keep Darlo as a backup. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the way they
Woodman just didn't look happy watching the game. He just, from the start to finish, mate, he had a face like a smack loss, if I'm being honest with you. Joelinton scored that goal and Dummett and Gillespie were near him going wild.
Right.
And throughout the game, he looked to me that a player that just didn't want to be there.
It's maybe after that reaction, the video of him looking through the fence at the training ground, people have got on his back.
Yeah, but Woodman is one for the future. He is. People keep on saying this. Obviously, he had a couple of games at the start of the season, conceded a lot of goals, but apart from one or two, he couldn't have done anything about them.
I think he's probably, the fact like what you've just said there, he's been out on loan for at least the last two seasons that I can think of. Mm. So he's used to playing football. He wants to play football. Obviously, the situation we found ourselves in at the start, it meant that he had to come in. So you probably see him going out on loan in January, I would have thought.
Yeah, probably, mate. What's your thoughts for the weekend then, James? Arsenal game coming up.
I think the big question is Eddie Howe definitely not going to be there? He's definitely going to isolate.
It'll be 10 days from Friday, won't it?
Well, it's different because we were talking about this on Monday. It might be before we started recording, to be fair. But can remember when we played Spurs and Son was supposed to have COVID? He took two negative COVID tests, which meant he could play the game. So I'm not sure if Eddie Howe can produce two negative COVID tests. Test, then he can get the dugout. I don't know how it works. I don't think anybody knows how it works still.
Yeah.
If he's tested positive, I think they say that whenever the symptoms have started, which I'm assuming was on the Friday, because he was fine up until that, doing all of his press conferences and stuff like that. And then is whether it's just been one of the standard tests that they do every day, that's flagged it up, and he's then had to go and have another one later on. But then it's that period of when you're contagious and can pass it on that they'll want to kind of block, which I think is the 10 days, which would take with to Monday.
Yeah.
You would think if that's a precedent, he'd be back. And if he's back, I think that's a massive, massive boost for me. Arsenal, I think, are a very underrated team at the minute. Even with, you know, the praise they're getting, they do play very good football. And I can see this, if they're playing the same back four every week, and I think Tierney's back at left back at this weekend, I think that's going to be a big, big plus for them. I don't see us getting anything at this point, sadly. One thing I would like to see is if we're losing early, is get Callum Wilson off that field as quickly as possible and save him for Tuesday, because he's one yellow card away from missing that game.
Yeah.
And we cannot afford that.
He was lucky not to get one at the weekend with that barge on. Ivan Toney, when he was about to take
shoulder to shoulder, man.
Yeah. He wasn't even on the field. He was ready to take a throw, and he just ran into him, barged him. It was crazy. Put a scoreline on it then, James.
I think if we concede early, it'd be 3-1 Arsenal. If we hold out, I think the best we can hope for is a 1-1 draw for me.
Mm. That defence of Arsenal are gettable. You know, they're not great. So that's the only kind of ray of light that I'm taking from that, is that we can cause them issues. They'll undoubtedly cause us issues at the back. So it's, you know, it could even be a case of a repeat of Saturday where it is end-to-end stuff. They are a little bit more clinical than we are probably up top. But I think if we're kind of attacking on the front foot, we're defending from the front as well, putting pressure on their defence, getting our midfield in amongst theirs, then we've got a chance, but we're going to have to be at it.
I totally agree with that. I think get at them, because Liverpool did, and they gave two goals away quite easily last week from people pressing high. Mm. And I would like to see Kieran Clarke drop out, I think. That's the other change I'd make. I just don't know what's going on with Federico Fernandez. Like,
it's got us baffled.
Something's gone on in the background there.
It has, but I think we're at the point though where we don't know who's to blame for this, because obviously the new setup comes in and he's still not even on the bench there, not involved at all. Obviously Graham Jones is still there, and part of the rumours were that there was a fallout between Graham Jones and Fernandez. it's a shame if it is a case, because Fernandez, hands down, my favorite player at this football club. For me, he's an unbelievably reliable defender. The knowledge that he has and experience that he's got, especially in the Premier League, is probably second to none across that back line, really. And his leadership skills really do come out. I think he's more of a captain amongst that defence than what Jamal Lascelles is. Same with Dubravka. So I think if you bring in Dubravka and Fernandez back into that defensive lineup, then it has to improve.
Yeah. Just communication-wise, the experience-wise and stuff like that, then it does just take it up a notch. Mm. I'd have him in my team every day of the week.
Yeah. Thanks, James. Anything else to add before we go?
No, I've been on plenty enough. Somebody else. Cheers, lads.
No problem.
Pleasure.
Mate. Thank you very much for what you're doing. First guest done.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this?
I am. It's nice to not just have to listen to you and Decker and Bestie all the time.
To be fair, I barely speak on the podcast. There is that.
No, it's good, isn't it? It's just to have that bit of interaction with different people, get their point of view and thoughts on it, and go from there. So, you know, and that's the good thing with it, is that you never get that one opinion, because obviously James is coming in there talking about Joe Linton. There's a lot of positivity around him at the moment.
I'm not having that, though. Come on, James. Give him a little bit of credit, mate.
But that's football's all about opinions.
And we've got another opinion coming up. Got another guest, yeah? The next guest is wearing the Newcastle United football kit that I've wanted for a long, long time.
Oh, I've just seen it.
I've always struggled to find an extra large that isn't clicked to shit, because it's that material that just
shiny in it.
A few England shirts that were made of the same like silky material. People may have already guessed already, but the shirt is the European Patrick Kluivert shirt.
I'm Patrick Kluivert, Olympiacos, that's the one. How are you doing, lad? Are you good?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Yeah, all good, man. All good, mate. Mate, eBay, £25.
Shut up, man. It's a long sleeve as well. No way.
Bargain, man. Yeah, look at the Northern Rock as well. It's fine.
Oh, man.
Right, get him off. Yeah. Get him off.
Yeah, bargain. Bargain.
I would never wash that in case the Northern Rock comes off.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Brighton away last week and I got beer on it when we scored. So snuck a beer and got some beer on it after we'd scored, and it does smell a bit, and I still haven't washed it. So you go.
Hand wash.
Yeah,
hand wash, warm, hand wash.
I am worried because the tee's a bit flimsy. Like there is a little bit.
The Northern Rock ones with the individual letters. I've got a couple. Obviously, I've got a couple with the blue Northern Rock, which just fallen a bit. I've got the two. I've got one with Shearer on the back. The print of Shearer 9 on the back is unbelievable, perfect condition, but the front of it is just absolutely wrecked a bit.
Poor glue.
That's a terminology from Gateshead, if people didn't know. So, Alex, what were your thoughts on the weekend?
I'm happy everyone's really positive. I think that's great. I think that we we're so bad defensively, man. I think we really, really struggle at the back. I think we need a whole new back four, ideally, in January. I know it's not going to happen. I think obviously Lascelles scored a goal. I just think he's just looks a shadow of the player he had looked in the past. He's a really, really worrying one for me as well, especially as club captain. He does worry me a lot. I think he's just so rash, very, very championship. He would do well at a championship club, but I just think we just need to. I'm very happy with Howe as an appointment. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy. The thing that worries me a bit is that he's very good offensively, very good going forward, scores goals. His record at Bournemouth was fantastic going forward, but they conceded a lot of goals as well. Mm-hmm. And when they went down, they stopped scoring, but still conceded the same amount of goals, and that worries me.
Had a lot of injuries towards the end of that season, though, mate.
Yeah, they did. I mean, look, we scored. It was positive. It was very exciting. I was happy to see Joe Linton go do well. I'm a big fan of his. It wasn't his fault, the price tag. So like I said, yeah, I'm definitely behind the team, definitely behind the manager. It's just we need to invest heavily in that defence to have any chance of staying up. Like, it just has to happen. No, we need a couple of defenders. Maybe I would say, yeah, even, I mean, I don't know why Jamal Lewis doesn't play. I think he was brilliant against Italy when he played in for Northern Ireland. He should get a chance, but I think he might get a chance as well. But we just need to shore up at the back. I mean, offensively, we're fine. We've got, I mean, the players we've got up there are absolutely fine. We'll be all right, but it's just shoring that defence up. And like I said, Jamal Lascelles, club captain, worries me a lot. And I hate to say it because he was my favourite player as well, but he does just really worry me.
Yeah, we spoke about this on Monday night. Obviously, Jamal Lascelles under Rafa, he's obviously curvature went high. Then all of a sudden, it just seems to dip. And I think he has been a good servant to this football club. He really has, obviously, with the championship. And obviously, he's had some great performances. Those even, well, obviously, we wanted him to get that call for England.
Yeah.
And was it Harry Maguire that got the spot ahead of him?
So did I, yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think he'll be a great centre-back in the championship. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm the same as you. There's still question marks over, not just as a Premier League player, but having the club captaincy as well. We mentioned previously Fernandes on the last guest that we had on. And for me, Fernandes just screams club captain when he's in the squad. Yeah. If you could give that captaincy to anyone, though, Alex, who would it be?
It's a great question. It is a great question.
I threw that on you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I mean, I think, don't get me wrong, I think Lascelles as a club captain currently is good. I mean, I was at the 4-0 Southampton away game when I was on the way home. It was and Lascelles came on TalkSport. I think it was TalkSport or something. He came on the radio and he was absolutely ranting and raving. That was before he had the club captaincy. He was still kind of just getting into the team. And he was so passionate. And I reckon he is a really good captain. And he's just not good enough. So, I mean, I don't know if we'll sign a player that I think is a club captain, but there's no one that screams at me at that club currently. I mean, there's no one that screams to me that they're captain, that they're captain potential. I mean, maybe...
Callum
Wilson, maybe, but, I mean, potentially, yeah, I think it'll be a player we sign that might come in to do a job. But, yeah, like I said, I think he's probably really good in the dressing room, Lascelles. And I reckon he takes no shit and he's really good. But I think, I think if he's going to be out of the team, obviously we need another player. I think Shelby's just an absolute loose cannon as well, isn't he? He's vice captain, isn't he?
He's vice, yeah.
Yeah, which is just madness. absolute madness. So, yeah, I mean, I'm doing a Football Manager season at the moment of saves. And I'm in my first season and I've taken Lascelles off of captaincy and Jonjo Shelvey off of captaincy and signed Jane Tarkowski and brought him straight in as captain. So that's me. And that's maybe what I would do.
It's not just James Well, though. We've been heavily linked with Connor Cody from Wolves.
Yeah.
And he's obviously club captain at Wolves at the moment as well. And I'm not sure if you saw the video that Wolves put out on social media where the young lad had been getting bullied at school and they invited him along to the Molyneux. And Connor Cody was there printing a shirt from it. And mate, that video that they put out is unbelievable. And probably we've been deprived of that as a football club because of the previous ownership. And obviously going forward, we probably will do stuff like that as a football club. But mate, Connor Cody for me, and was it just coincidental that he'd done the interview just after the takeover? And he seemed pretty happy that Newcastle were getting this takeover. Is he destined for Newcastle United, mate?
I don't know. I think it was the timing of it was probably, you know, an interview that was already organised, but he just comes across as just a really nice fella, doesn't he?
Lad.
And just so he's probably looking at that as a football fan, putting himself in that position. If, you know, like us, where we've been starved for so long and put up with Ashley ruining the club to have that bit of hope back and, you know, to have another team that can potentially compete at the top end of the league is only good for the league. I mean, Wolves done it for a couple of seasons, like what, three, four years ago now. So they would have loved it. You know, yes, they had a little bit of money and investment to get to it. So it just shows you what is possible.
Alex, which player would you like to see come Tyneside on January?
Just got realistically. I said, I think James Tarkowski, I think Connor Cody's a good shout. I'd give Jesse Lingard a whole load of money and bring him in. I said offensively, we don't need that much, but I'd bring him in. I'd look at Jeremy Doku, Belgian player. He's doing really well. A few youngsters from abroad, Martinez.
I would look manager at knowledge coming in now, isn't it, mate?
No, honestly, yeah, mate. Honestly, I do watch. I watch a lot of football, European football as well. So, I'm aware of European leagues and the Belgian league. I think there's definitely deals out there to be had as well. I think we really need to be very careful with the market. I think we're in a position now where it's a tricky one because the owners are there now and they don't, unfortunately, the people in charge at the top now, don't really know much about football. So we need to get in a director of football that does know about football to really help us out. Someone like Michael Emiliano from Chelsea would do a great job to come in and have that football knowledge because they don't have that. Obviously, I think with the Howe thing, obviously they wanted to take their time. It was very systematic the way they approached that. But I think we really just need to get in someone that knows about football and someone at the top that knows about football can really help us and help Howe as well. Because obviously Howe, again, I don't want to be too negative about Howe because I'm really happy he's there. But I mean, honestly, man. Honestly, 14 years of pain under Rashi, I've become a pessimist. And you know, all that. I'm buzzing with the takeover. It's amazing. But it's hard to be optimistic about everything. And I think, we're bottom of the league currently. And Eddie Howe, some of the signings he made were poor at Bournemouth. They were really poor. And he was the main man in charge of them. So we've got to be careful if we give him all the control over the transfers. We can't do that. I think we need to shore up the midfield as well. We've got really, really weak in midfield. Hamalala, we've had the legs in midfield. So I don't know, go out and get Basuma would be unbelievable if we could. But
this has been something which we mentioned for God knows how many seasons now that the centre midfield, it's the same midfield that was there in the Championship. How many years ago was that now, mate? And it's something which is heavily needed investment in. Obviously, Joe Weller came in. Is he a centre midfielder? Probably not.
He's more that box. I don't know if he's even box to box. He's more that like an attacking midfielder, isn't he? To be in behind, arriving late into the box. If you could get him playing like, I don't know, like Kieran Dyer did, Gary Speed used to do it as well. If kind of being strong in midfield, but then still getting into those positions, arriving in late. He's still very, very young. That's the good thing out of it, isn't he? He's got lots of time to learn his trade. So, you know, but we need to get people in and around him to strengthen it. Shelby can't go on forever. You know, we already know how immobile he is.
29
so,
now.
So, how many times have we talked about not replacing Mo Diarmi? You know, somebody that was that
Mo Diarmi.
That box-to-box type of player with that engine to get up and down the pitch. So,
I think Willis got that potential.
It's somewhere we need to strengthen.
Yeah, no, I think Willis got that potential for sure. He's definitely shown it last season. Technically, I think he's a very good footballer. Has he been? I think he was kind of phased out this season a bit, isn't he? I think he's not really had a full run in the team in the position that he wants to play in. So, I think Willis will come good. I think he's young enough to be fine. We just need legs in midfield. I mean, Isaac Hayden's probably one of my favourite Newcastle players, actually, just because I watch him every week when I do, and he gives absolutely 100% every week and leaves everything out on that pitch. And that's what I love as a Newcastle fan, watching a player that does it, and that's what he does every week. So, I mean, I would keep him just for the dressing room, but again, is he good enough long-term? Probably not.
Friend of the show, Isaac Hayden. He's probably going to go and tell Legend. Jamal that said that he shouldn't have the club captaincy now. what's your thoughts going into the game on Saturday? Obviously, early kickoff against Arsenal. Are you optimistic on the back of that performance that we saw?
I am optimistic. Obviously, you can probably hear I'm from London as well, so a lot of my mates are Gooners. So it's a big grudge match for me, this one as well, down in London here. I'm optimistic. Yeah, I think I'm worried defensively again. I think we will... It'll be great to nick a point there, It just depends how he's set up, to be honest. It does depend how he's set up. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I just want Howe back on the touchline, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you've said that you're from London. Tell us your story. How did you come out Newcastle United then?
Yeah, so my dad's from Hartlepool, actually. And he grew up supporting Newcastle. Didn't really have a choice. I mean, Newcastle shirt from a baby. I was in a Newcastle shirt and those little baby things. So, yeah, did not have a choice. Grew up loving Shearer. Absolutely idolised the guy. And then the Ashley era came. And it was tough through school. It was a tough period. But definitely positive times ahead. I feel through the hardships that we've been through before. It's going to be very positive, and I've got a positive outlook. I'm very excited for sure.
Are you looking forward to being called a plastic fan?
I was going to say, he's bound to get that glory supporter tag with that I'll accent, that. Isn't he?
Yeah, I'll get it. Am I looking forward to it? Yeah, bring it on, man. Honestly, I don't care. But anyway, bring it on. Man, I play football at a local power league, Father Side. Wore my Newcastle shirt there every week. No one said a word to me. The day we got took over, people wanted to speak to me all day. All game, they wanted to speak to me.
No, you'll have plenty more mates now. Actually looking for somebody to help out on our Twitch channel, mate, just with your mention of Football Manager. So drop a message. We might be in touch to see if you want to take over that.
No, for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm doing it on my phone. I don't have time to do the PC version. It drives me mad. The phone one's a lot quicker.
Forget what I just said.
Cheers for the offer, though. Maybe. You never know.
Go get the laptop.
Yeah, exactly. Just before we go, I just want to tell a story because I'm an actor. So I did back in 2017 when I graduated from drama school, I did an advert for Bournemouth Football Club.
It's the Eddie Howe story, isn't it?
Yeah. To do the launch for the Bournemouth shirt back in 2017, and it was like walking through the streets of Bournemouth doing a poem whilst I was walking through the streets, like in the tracksuit, and I came out of the tunnel in the Bournemouth shirt or whatever, and it was decent as a young actor coming out of drama school, and the people on the shoot were Ryan Fraser, Callum Wilson, and Eddie Howe. And I said to all of them at the time, I'm a massive Newcastle fan. I was like, Tenen Wilson, you've got to come to Newcastle, man. We need you at Newcastle. We need you up top. And he was a legend. I remember Ryan Fraser brought his dog, didn't say much, brought his little dog. And was just, he just brought his little dog and was just more interested in his dog concern, much else. But yeah, Eddie Howe is a legend as well, very much up for talking. But just fascinating, the three people in the advert now at Newcastle. I just thought it was an interesting tale for sure. I might email the club and be like, do you want to do a revamp for the new Newcastle shirt?
Why don't you send a letter? And I'm sure somebody will go to the training ground and just stand outside for 14 hours and give it to them.
And COVID.
Any COVID that you want to spread around? Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
No,
for
awesome.
On.
Cheers for having me on. Big fan of the channel. Keep up the good work, lads.
Thank you very much, mate. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've just been trying to get Alex on for a couple of weeks. Haven't we?
I've just about, just when he started that mentioning story. That story, yeah, I remember. Yeah. Where did he send the message to? Was one of the podcast account, I think.
Yeah.
So don't blame me for not replying. Everybody's got access to that podcast account.
I did reply.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice of you.
See,
Mark's also taken over the Facebook page.
Well, when I can be bothered, yeah. I don't want to remember.
So, people that didn't know, Gallagher Shots is on more social media outlets, obviously, predominantly on Twitter. You would have saw us on there, YouTube, where you're watching right now. You can watch all the podcast backs. We are going to put this podcast, well, start putting out as audio as well, so you will be able to listen.
Yeah, we've had a couple of requests for that.
Yeah, there's been a few people mentioned if we can put this in audio. We can do as long as people's audio is all right. Mm-hmm. At times, if the audio is shite, there's no point. Because I wouldn't want to listen to it.
I'd never want to listen to you, but I've never got that choice.
But yeah, we're all going to be putting everything out. But yeah, Mark is on Facebook, taking over the Gallagher Shots Facebook account. We're all trying to chip in a little bit more with the social media because Facebook's something which we've neglected for a little while, something which I haven't really done much. Instagram, Clark is on control of the Instagram account, which is doing really well at the minute. Edits are going down really well. so you can go and follow on there. Only problem with the Instagram, it's not at Gallagher Shots, because somebody randomly went and stole it after the Twitter account was doing so well. So it is Gallagher_Shots, the Instagram account. So if you do want to follow that, or if you just go on our Linktree account, it's all there.
We've even got a Twitch account, as you just mentioned.
We do have a Twitch account.
And a TikTok account.
We don't have a
TikTok. We do have a TikTok account.
Do we?
Yeah, yeah. There's just nothing on it.
Do I actually have a TikTok?
We have, yeah.
Who made that?
Adam.
Did he? Are you sure?
You just need to like get us dancing or something on it.
All right. Apparently, we've got a TikTok account, which we'll never ever use. So yeah,
like the Twitch account, then, isn't it?
I mentioned there, obviously, that there is that Twitch account. Adam trialed it out last week just to check a few things we're working on there. So hopefully,
it got ruined every game.
He did, aye. So hopefully, we'll have more things coming on the Twitch account, the likes of your FIFA, your Football Manager, just to see what we can do. We're trying to get Decker to do Football Manager, because Decker's Football Manager is ridiculous. The skins on there, he spends hours upon hours and gigabyte upon gigabyte to get the proper skins on his Football Manager. But the only problem with Decker doing it, he normally plays Football Manager in bed, which isn't good for it. Well, some people might like it.
Well, you know, he has got that OnlyFans account, hasn't he? So it could be.
So yeah, if anybody else wants to jump in, I will put the link straight in there now. We're not waiting on anybody else. So if anybody would want to jump in for the last 5-10 minutes, then just click on the link and we'll have a quick chat with you.
I'd say there was loads of people asking to come on before and they've all disappeared.
Bottled it.
Even Junior was in the comments asking to come on.
He
asks every week and he never jumps on.
Sorry, Junior, but I think when we get Junior, we're going to have to play the music as well.
I could sing it.
Well, we need some prep. I need to get everything right before we do that. So sorry, Junior, we will get back to you at some point and we will get you on at some point. It's just we need to organize this a little bit better rather than just rocking up, jumping in front of the camera and doing this. So, Mark, are you looking forward to Saturday? We're out on Saturday.
We are, yeah. We're at the K's on the night, aren't we? So I'm in two minds with it. I am looking forward to it because I got that bit of hope after Saturday and looking at the improved performances. But you've always got that niggle in the back of your mind with Arsenal because I've seen we're absolutely humped far too many times when we've gone down there. And it's got the opportunity to go that way if we don't get our game plan right, if we can't keep it tight in defence and the midfield aren't strong. So it's like I said before, it's one of those ones where it could go either way. We could overrun them and score goals if we get a nice early start and we can keep at it. It could be 2-2, 3-3 again, like we've seen at the weekend, or we could get mullered. So that is the joy of being a Newcastle fan, isn't it?
And you never
know what you're going to get.
So we'll jump into our final guest. People may recognise this fella from the best Newcastle United YouTube channel ever created. Best podcast ever created. He wears min hats. It's not me. We've got... I've just saw him in the green room go to find a hat. Roger's here.
Are you?
Peaky Blinder.
Hello, are you all right?
To be fair, I didn't have to look very far to go and get a hat. There's always one sort of hanging about somewhere.
It's like my house, mate.
Yeah, aye.
You want to get yourself one of those hat wardrobes that Shola's got?
Well, I'm saving up for the coffee table that changes colour.
And the ceiling, because you saw it in a bar once.
Aye. This is a table that lights up.
It was so. If you had to rate that Cribs episode, because Cribs was mint when it was the American Cribs, and it went really weird when they started getting Premier League footballers in it, like the weirdest characters in the world.
They started doing like a UK version, didn't they?
Yeah,
and it just wasn't as lavish.
So, Shawlas, how much did you enjoy that, Roger?
I mean, being a friend of Shawlas, obviously, as you.
Oh! Roger went to Shola Amiobi's wedding,
as you all very well
and
know.
Danced with him on the dance floor,
and Sammy and Tommy. It was quite a ding dong, I have to tell you.
What about the wedding?
The wedding was decent. The service at the Fenham, the church on the West Road, like the traditional Nigerian.
Did his dad
Nigerian
do it? Did his dad marry him?
Aye, it was absolutely epic, unbelievable. Totally unbelievable.
Yeah, so, that I don't think that line got enough enough plaudits there.
I'm going to use that as a clip. So Shona's episode of Crows. I'm just going to speak about Shona's episode of Crows with you, mate.
I've got to say it was a hell of a lot better than Harris Vukic's version of Cribs.
Well, my favorite part of Shona Amiobi's Cribs is when he goes in his, I think it's like a spare room or something, in
his box room,
possibly. So he goes in his, well, you know, this is like Jesmond Dean. He look out the window, and I got this canvas printed of a photo of Jesmond Dean, so I can look at the canvas or I can look out the window of Jesmond Dean. It's amazing.
He's a big fan of Deans, you know. He's a big fan of that whole genre, like Deans, Snickets. He likes little gaps between houses. He likes
Snickets.
Yeah,
what Snickets. An underused word.
Yeah, Snickets. He likes Becks. He's a big fan of Becks. Not David Beckham. I like a small river that runs through a Dean. He's a big fan. Like he's quite the country goer. Like he's a big fan of the countryside. Like you've just got to know these things about these heroes, you know.
He moved out into the countryside just outside of Ponteland as well, didn't he? I don't know if he is. Well, if he's still there.
He is. Yeah, I think he's out.
Check Teodi. Moved into Shona Amiobi's house. That is on Cribs.
No way.
He did. Wow. So I used to be a delivery driver for CityLink, and my route was Jesmond.
There's a story coming here.
There is a story. So yeah. My route was Jesmond, and I used to deliver to the players that used to live around there. So Danny Simpson was a regular. And Check Teoti moved in that house. I first realized, because I was going down the street, and I obviously recognized Shona's house, and there wasn't a big American Cadillac parked out the front. It was a registration it was a white Chevrolet, I think it was, maybe. And the registration plate clearly read,
it was Teoti.
I had a parcel for a couple of doors along. So me being a nebby little bastard, I didn't even try the house that the parcel was supposed to be going to. I just went straight to Teoti's house to see he would take the parcel in. His family opened the door, so he wasn't there. He was hiding from us.
So I waited for.
Yeah, so I waited for days.
That's because you were vlogging it at the time, weren't you? Standing outside of his gate for 14 hours.
It was long before
YouTube. You didn't stand in the middle of the road, did you?
It was long before YouTube. But a few weeks had passed, and I bumped him a couple of times. Then there was one time, it was 2 weeks before the derby that we won 5-1. And I said, oh, check, would you sign something for us? What do you want to sign? And I didn't have anything. All I had was me van. So check Teoti signed me van.
Yep. I remember that story.
Roger's gone. We were left with his offspring. She's gone as well.
There's a delivery at the door. It's not for him. It's for somebody two doors down.
Sorry, hey, there. Just me daughter there was after some scran.
All right. Okay. But yeah, mate. Thoughts on Saturday. Obviously, Arsenal early kickoff.
Yeah,
are we going to be as impressive on the front foot as what we were against?
I don't see. Well, I think I said the other day when we're on Horse Men and Faces, like we're not really in a position where we can afford to be passive in games. Yes, we can't go all guns blazing, but like we can't afford to be passengers in any games because we've got to be looking to get at least a point. We need 7 points, I think, out the next three games. So I think he's got a big decision to make. I would bring fullbacks back so that there's a bit more fullbacks back. Whether he goes to a back four, but I just think we've got to be more involved in the game in a positive sense, you know, without being stupid. So I do think Hayden might come back in
replace of Willock.
Probably Willock, yeah. Probably Willock.
He'll be well up for the game at the weekend, though, won't he? Willock going back to Arsenal. He'll be wanting to impress.
Yeah, but I think he probably doesn't warrant a start after. I think he was one of our least effective players against Brentford. So, and I think with us being away from home at Arsenal, like we're going to need a little bit more solid presence in the centre of midfield. So, and Hayden can fill in sort of when we are attacking, if we are going to go, if we are going to go 3-4-3, which is what I believe we've played.
Put a scoreline on it, mate.
2-1 all the time. We're going to win 2-1.
It'll come good one day, mate. It'll come good one day.
But the thing is, like, we should, like, they shouldn't go into the Arsenal game with a massive amount of fear. Like, because if we can get 3 points, then that really takes the pressure off the next two games. You know, it makes things a bit more, you know, that 7 points a bit more achievable and a bit more, like, realistic. So, fuck it. Get in there. 2-1, we're going to win. Happening.
Fuck it. Let's go for it.
Sorry. You just got to be a bit wary of the goal difference, because it's already pretty bad down the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But if we carry on winning, you know, if we carry on having games 3-3, 4-3, like, well, goal difference is just going to be like one goal every game.
Yeah. Oh, I'd rather draw 4-4 than 0-0, like.
Yeah. Look at you leaning into the stereotype of a Newcastle fan. I love it, Mark. I love it. Lean into it, man. Bella. No, I think I'm going to go 2-1. It's happening, man. It's happening, lads.
2-1. Okay.
We'll see.
I'll take it.
Are you a little bit worried that obviously Arsenal are on the back of an absolute hiding, that they might come out all guns blazing?
I mean, we've got Kieran Clarke at the back and Lascelles, so bring it on. possibly, but are there... Maybe is the confidence being, you know, you can look at it either way. You know, there could be, you know, I've just been humped. Let's get back on the front foot. Or there could be like, oh, maybe the run we've been on isn't as impressive as we'd like to think. I mean, I think obviously it was now teach at half time with Liverpool, which is an achievement. But we end up getting the arses handed to them. So, you know. I think it's all about, I think if Arsenal sense, if we go into that game and Arsenal sense that we are passive and we are willing to be played around, then they'll be confident. If we go into the game with more of a, not necessarily attacking lineup, but with a bit more attacking intent, like, you know, like if Joe Linton's making good runs like he did, you know, if we're getting Allen on the ball plenty, like, and we're being progressive and we're asking them questions in the first 10, 15 minutes, then they might drop their arses a little bit. And then
I think the two games, though, Roger, you're looking at those home games, aren't you? You're looking at the Norwich and the Burnley game, which are huge for us after the results last weekend.
Yeah, huge. But, you know, if we just win 2-1 at Arsenal away from home, then those games become much easier.
I mean, Liverpool showed at the weekend that if you get at them, they're very, very vulnerable at the back end.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, that for me is our big hope and our chance is to get at their defense and cause them issues. We're used to being on the opposite end of that because of our defense and people trying to exploit that. So I think there's definitely an argument to get at them and give it a good go. But you've got to try and cut out those silly mistakes at the back. And I think bringing in Dubravka has to happen. It has to.
Yeah.
And that for me just gives the defence that confidence that he's there, that if they do break through, that he's going to be able to stop whatever's coming at them that way. But it's going to be a tough job. But I'm more confident going into that than I have been for a long, long time playing Arsenal. Yeah.
Do we know about the fitness of Shaw? I've just seen a couple of the comments there about.
There's rumours that I'll put it back on screen. Callum Lewis says rumours that he's got a knock. I think it's probably when he went down, but I thought he went down out of sheer embarrassment.
Oh,
to be fair, because he got absolutely rinsed.
I've done that injury before. I almost did it last night when I was playing 5-a-side.
What, the embarrassment injury?
Yeah. I miskicked the ball.
Was he in the training videos? In photos that were released today?
Don't know, mate. I'm sure we'll find out in the coming days. Roger, I'm going to let you go because we're going to wrap this one up, mate. Because we've been going an hour.
Champion. I'll go Samuel L. Jackson when I leave then. Hold on.
Okay. Without the tag.
Oh, no.
It's not Kangol, though, is it?
No, it's Stetson. This one.
Thanks, Roger. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Cheers, Roger.
Like and subscribe. Press the buttons.
Good to see Rodgers made it home from town after getting stuck in traffic earlier.
Yeah. So people that don't know, people just seeing Roger for the first time. Roger is host of Extra Time, which you'll normally see either on a Thursday evening or a Friday evening. It does go out live on our YouTube channel. Co-host Laura, always a good laugh with those two. They just talk about the week just gone by at Newcastle United. It's always a good laugh with those two. Also interviewed Dan Goslin last week as well. So if you do want to go back and watch that interview, that's a decent watch as well when his Wi-Fi works. But that's about us, Mark.
Yeah, it is.
It's been a pleasure again.
Always is. It's nice to talk to people.
It is. It's nice to be nice. I feel as if you've got like some sort of inspirational quote coming.
Live, love, laugh.
That's what we're going to get put on the wall. thanks, everybody, for watching. It's been an absolute pleasure. Has Roger just... Roger just typed his own comment from the Gallagher Chats account and put it on the screen. Thank you very much, Roger. You tosser. being a pleasure, as always, everybody. Thanks for joining me. If people do want to come on next week, we will be doing the same sort of thing. And yeah, if you want to become a member, you get early access to a lot of videos there. You do get the link straight away for the likes of this, so you can jump on and come and have a chat with me and Mark. And if you don't want to become a member, if you do just want to give a shout on the likes of one of the podcast accounts, so the Always Smiling Faces podcast account or the Gallagher Chats account, give us a private message. We'll send you the links straight away and come have a chat.
Yeah. You like talking to people.
Right. Come on. So I'm going to go because Roger's keep putting comments on the screen. thank you very much, everybody. See you later. Watch what he's doing. How are you, lads?
Thank you. Good.